Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise your name, Lord, for you are the King of glory. And even now, Lord, as we lift up our heads, let the King of glory come in. And let the name of the Lord be glorified. Hallelujah. Give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Can you put your hands together for the Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. The Lord is worthy of our praise. And that's what I want to just, you know, give a shout out to the Lord, because he's worthy of our praise. Amen. Amen, folks. Is the Lord worthy of your praise? That's right. So I'm going to start here in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10. The Lord is worthy of our praise. Oh Lord, I just want to thank you and praise you for all of your goodness. Praise God. I will start at Jeremiah 10 and verse 6. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Can you say amen to that? Well, feel free to shout and say amen to any of these wonderful things that I'm going to read about the Lord in a minute. So let me read that again and see if you can, you know, give me a witness when you hear it. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. That's why. All belongs to you, Lord. That's why we sang that song. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is none like unto the Lord. You know, in fact, Hannah, Samuel's mother, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, said just about the same thing. And I'm going to read that to us this morning just to praise the name of the Lord. You know, I had a different message that I wanted to preach, but the Lord said, well, you know, he directed me this way, so we praise the Lord a little bit here. You know, Hannah prayed in verse 1 of 1 Samuel chapter 2 and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord, and my horn is exalted in the Lord, because my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies. Amen. Because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty are broken, and they that stumbled are guarded with strength. Amen. That's the crossing of the hands again with the Lord. He takes the mighty and pulls them down. And he takes those who are weak and feeble and gives them strength. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's right. You know, those who think that they are full, you know, he sends them away empty. You know, but those who are hungry, you know, he fills their souls. And he maketh the barren woman to keep house and be a mother of seven. Amen. And also, you know, and so forth. Say, you know, the Lord does all the things. The Lord killeth and he maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and he bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and he maketh rich. He maketh low and he lifteth up. He raiseth up. I love this part. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. And lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord, he knows how to do this. And to set them among princes. And to make them inherit the throne of glory. Now some of you even have testimonies like you were nothing. You were nobody. And the Lord has made something out of your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord has exalted you even when you were going nowhere. The mercy and the grace of God in your life. So we ought to give the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. We ought to give the Lord a praise. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. So, you know, the Lord, you know, I want to just give a shout out to the Lord and give, you know, testimony to him here. Jeremiah chapter 32. The Lord is worthy of it all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, folks. It's too quiet in here for my liking this morning. The Lord is worthy of it all. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 32 and verse 17. Ah, Lord God. Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing that is too hard for you. Does that sound like your testimony? And that is my testimony. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. The Lord even takes things that are nothing. You know, he calls things out of nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord, he can do all these things. Oh, thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers to the bosom of their children after them. The great. I love this part. The great. The mighty God. The Lord of hosts is his name. Praise ye the name of the Lord. He is the great. And he is the mighty God. And he is the Lord of hosts. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is great in counsel, mighty in his work. Oh my. For thy eyes are open unto all the ways of the sons of men, to give to everyone according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings, which are set signs. You know, all the things and great things that the Lord did for the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. He has set signs in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name. Hallelujah. And with great terror. Ooh, he's made him a name. As it is this day, he has made him a name. Oh my. And every prayer, you know, when you're going through challenges in your life and so forth like that, you know, it is an opportunity for the Lord to make himself a name again in your situation. Amen. Amen. If you can just let him fight your battles and you can turn it over to the Lord, the Lord will make himself a name again. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he has brought forth, you know, the Bible says he brought forth all his people out of the land of Egypt with signs and wonders and with a strong hand and stretched forth hand and so forth. And he has given them this land, which thou didst swear to their fathers and so forth, flowing with milk and honey. And he went on and on and, you know, blessing the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, folks. Oh, the Lord is wonderful. Praise the Lord. You know, and I want to read this testimony of somebody that I love great. You know, I love, you know, probably one of these greatest salutations to the Lord in the Bible, you know, that I've seen, you know, for some, you know, coming from somebody that, you know, had to find out, you know, the greatness of the Lord a hard way, you know. So, but let's read what Nebuchadnezzar had to say about the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 4 and verse 34. And some of you might know this story of Nebuchadnezzar, how he boasted within himself, you know, and so forth. And he thought that, you know, he was the wisest man, you know, to do everything. And, you know, how that, you know, all these things, you know, my hand has done these things, the greatness of my majesty and the beauty of my kingdom and so forth, the hanging gardens and all these things that I made, you know, and the same hour. By the decree of the holy watchers, he found out that God rules in the affairs of men. And God turned his heart to a beast, and he went 7 years in the bush, and so forth like that. Now, so you know the story. And he came back in Daniel chapter 4 and verse 34. And he said, and at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High. And I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And there is none that can stay his hand, neither can anyone say unto him, what doest thou? Yes. Now, coming from somebody that even thought that he was the greatest and so forth, and didn't know anything about the Lord and didn't attribute, you know, glory to God, you know, he had pride and arrogance, he filled his life and so forth. And God showed him, you know, who is the master. Amen. And by showing him, he showed us all as a testimony and as a lesson, because the things that are written in the Bible are for our examples. You know, and so this man came out finally after 7 years in the bush like an animal and so forth. And he came back and said, now I praise and extol the King of heaven. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, he should have done that in the first place. Now, there may be some people who are sitting in here today or hearing this later on, you know, and so forth like that. You need to give the praise to the Lord for your life. Amen. You know, don't sell the Lord short out of his praises, you know. And I say unto you by the word of the Lord this morning, the Bible says, and the Lord says, and to us this morning, that ye have robbed me, saith the Lord. And you say unto the Lord, how have you robbed me? Well, not in tithes and offerings exactly, but you have robbed me in my praises. Hallelujah. You've robbed the Lord in the praises and in his worship and the honor and the glory that we should give to him. The Bible says, give ye glory unto the Lord. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall come. Is his praise continually in your mouth? I mean, or is your head bowed down because of situation and challenges of life? You know, most of the time, instead of blessing the Lord, people just go about, you know, and they are so consumed, you know, by their problems and their situations. But little do you know that praise will open the gates. Hallelujah! Glory and honor and majesty, giving that to the name of the Lord, will break the bars, cut down the bars of iron and so forth and all of these things and set you free. Amen. In the book of Acts chapter 16, we see that Paul and his companion were put in jail. And at midnight, they began to sing praises unto the Lord. And the next thing you know, the Lord blasted through there. Praise God. Amen, folks. The next thing you know, their praises open the prison doors. When you know how to praise the Lord, we've seen many examples in the Bible. Jehoshaphat, one of my favorite stories in that Bible, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. You know, when they were faced with millions of people, you know, they were outnumbered about 5 or 6 times or more. And they finally, you know, they figured out when the Lord told them, don't worry about it. This is the fight of the Lord. Amen. And they figured it out. And the man, he said, okay, I know what I'm going to do. Find me the best singers. Find me the people that know how to praise the Lord. And some of his generals said, are you kidding me? We're going into a fight here. Singing? And he said, we got to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And when he put all the singers in front of the army, those people that didn't even know how to carry weapons, but they knew how to beat the tambourine. Amen. They knew how to praise the name of the Lord. And he appointed singers according to the commandment of his father David. And he did all of the things and he put them. And the next thing you know, the Lord set ambushments against their enemies. Hallelujah. How many of you can say praise the Lord? The Lord, he has a million different ways, you know, to bring to pass, you know, his word in your life. But you must trust him and you must praise him. Amen. Don't go about with your head bowed down and so forth. But let your head be lifted up and give praise to the King. And the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, so when we, you know, rather than going through life and so forth, you know, subdued, you know, let's praise the name of the Lord. When you know how to praise the name of the Lord, when you can say, Lord, you are worthy of it all. And especially when things are even going good, you ought to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because this is the story of the man, Nebuchadnezzar, that we read. He was on top of the world. He ruled the kingdoms of the world, but he didn't give the glory to God. And God showed him a lesson. You know, so now we need to give the glory to God. Praise God. Because Nebuchadnezzar, listen to what he said finally in verse 37 of that same Daniel chapter 4. Now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways are judgment, and all those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Hallelujah. Now, that's the Lord. That's the difference between the Lord and anybody else. In fact, the Lord one time, he threw out a challenge. He said, look, can you look to everyone that is prideful and arrogant in his life and bring him down like I can? Amen. So, you know, here, oh man, this is the thing that God required of him, that you should walk humbly before the Lord all the days of your life and fear before the Lord and praise his name. Amen. I'm gonna throw that in there. You need to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. The elect praise him, the bride praises him, The people of God will praise him. And God chose to sit on the throne of David because David is going to make sure that everybody around that throne be praising the Lord. Amen? Amen. That's right. So we need to praise the name of the Lord. And we need to do that, you know, like the psalmist said, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Wherever you are, whatever you are going through, oh, let the Lord hear the praise. Let the praise ring out. Amen. Well, you say, sometimes it's hard to praise the Lord because, you know, well, you know, my head is in bulrushes and things are not going well, you know, and so forth like that. Well, I love the way this man put it, Habakkuk. He said in chapter 3 or 17 of Habakkuk, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the barns, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Now, you can put anything you want in there. Well, this man was a cattle trader and so forth, and that's all they did in those days. So he was using the terminology that he knew. But you can put your business in there. You can put anything in there. You may be student, you may be business, you may be whatever, you know. And he's saying, look, stock market. This man was, you know, bankrupt. Praise God. He lost everything. But he said, look, even all those things will happen. Hallelujah. In verse 18, say, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Amen. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. How many of you can say praise the Lord? I will praise the Lord. And I will say all the glory belongs to Jesus. And I will say the Lord gets all of the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I love the way Micah, he put it in Micah chapter 7. And verse 8. He said, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. Yes, hallelujah. For even when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. When I fall, you know, he said, when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Yes, praise the Lord. So when you have this confidence, then there is a reason for you to praise the name of the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. And a person that is praising the Lord, you know, instead of, you know, grumbling and murmuring against the Lord, when you're praising the Lord and you're worshiping him, you know, and so forth, no matter what situation you are in, God will make you find a way. Now, the way is there, but you may not find it. If you are complaining and murmuring and bitter against God, you won't hear that voice of the Spirit. But when you are worshiping, hallelujah, you know, no matter what is going on, when you know how to praise the beauty of holiness, God will make you to find the way. The way of escape that he has already prepared. He will lead you right to it. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And I want to also say that praise will make things happen that probably, you know, would have been hindered. You know, praise opens up the gateway for many blessings to come your way. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you praise the Lord with all your heart. You know, praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him all the time. Hallelujah. The psalmist says, 7 times a day will I praise. And I guarantee you, 7 times a day will I praise the Lord. It wasn't just praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, 7 times. No, this man spent time in praising the Lord. You know, and God said that now, that is a heart of gold. That is a heart that is after me. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's the man that I want right there. Because he knows how to bless the name of the Lord. And there is nothing that he confronted, you know. He said, well, you know, the giant, whatever. The lion, whatever. The bear, whatever. You know, he knew how to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. This morning, is the Lord worthy of your praise? Will you give him some praise and some thanksgiving here this morning? The Bible says, be ye also thankful. And that's one thing that people don't do enough for the Lord. You know, we just ask and ask and ask. And we, you know, want and want and want. But we don't take time to praise the name of the Lord. So we want to take some time to praise the name of the Lord. I want you to stand to your feet here this morning and lift up your hands. Everybody, And let's take time to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to say again with me, you are worthy of it all. Oh, you're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Lord, you are worthy of our praise.
Yes, Lord.
You are worthy of our glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be. I want everybody to say, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
All the glory
belongs to Jesus.
Praise team, come on back and help me sing that song to close. All the glory belongs to Jesus. And while they are coming, I want you to lift up your hands and add your own praise unto the Lord. Not just by singing. We don't praise the Lord only with singing. Singing is good. But you praise the Lord with your tongue and with your speech. You praise the Lord with your life. In fact, the best praise that you can give unto the Lord is a life of righteousness. A life that pleases the Lord and a life of obedience. But also we add our praise. We exalt his name. We magnify his name. Even if you had 1,000 tongues, it still would not be enough to praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord has given us this tongue to praise the name of the Lord. While I live, I will praise the Lord. While I have my being, I will give praise unto the Lord. Say, I will make mention of his goodness in the congregation of the saints. And I will exalt his name. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Can I get somebody to say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Can I get somebody to say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. All the glory belongs to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Captain of our salvation. We thank you because you have redeemed our life from destruction. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities, and who healeth. Hallelujah, folks. Now that is present continuous tense. He will continue anything that the devil throws your way. The Lord will heal it. He will heal the bitter waters. Hallelujah. He will turn the bitterness into sweetness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who redeemed my life from destruction, who crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh, who satisfied my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Can you say praise the name of the Lord? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. The people of God praise you. The saints say hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, we love you because you first loved us and you've done many wonderful things for us, and we give you the praise and we give you the glory. And everybody puts their hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.